evades him and now goes out left to the 20, sprinting to the 15, and steps out of bounds at the 12.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.
Hi, Bears fans. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook for ChicagoBears.com. We're going to see what really makes a superstar. And here I'm going to talk about Brandon Marshall. Yeah, we know what Alshon Jeffery, Martellus Bennett, and the rest of the weapons are able to do. But if it wasn't for Brandon Marshall's blocking desire, a lot of the plays wouldn't be as successful. We're going to put Alshon Jeffery in motion here. He's going to conclude in a bunch formation to the left. Now, what that does, you've got obviously it's got coverage here against Alshon Jeffery. But with Martellus Bennett and Brandon Marshall in this bunch scenario, now the defensive backs and the defenders have to decide how they're going to cover those three. That begins the deception part of the offense. Put Alshon Jeffery in motion, act like he's going to break up field, put the two blockers in front of him in motion. Martellus Bennett to the inside, Brandon Marshall to the outside. You look at Brandon, get in position. Shows his big numbers to Alshon Jeffery as he makes the catch. Martellus Bennett using his length to keep the linebacker out of position. And you see Alshon Jeffery being able to turn it upfield to conclude that first down catch and run. Because of the desire by wide receiver Brandon Marshall to make that block is the reason Alshon Jeffery has that yards after catch. I'm going to go a little bit further in the game to show you a little bit more about superstar desire. Let's go to this offensive play. Here you got the two receivers set to the left, Alshon Jeffery and Brandon Marshall. Josh McCown, you know the play called, you know the protection, you know where your vulnerability is. And when you look at Jermon Bushrod, he's going to have a one-on-one pass protection responsibility over there. So if Josh needs an escape area, he's going to know. Jermon, escort his rusher upfield and try to settle inside. First of all, understand there's a crossing route up top between Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery. As they go into their route progression, you see Josh McCown back out, try to look for his open target. He feels the pressure from the backside of that defensive end, and all great quarterbacks do. Look for Josh to get to his escape route, sees that he can challenge the first down marker with his feet. But here comes greatness. Watch Brandon Marshall. This is going to be Sean Lee, inside linebacker, taking an angle of approach to the first down marker to try to intercept Josh McCown. And now you got to figure, Brandon Marshall, after his route is complete and he sees Josh into a scramble, this again is desire. This is not a requirement. This is something that a professional looks to do. We see Brandon Marshall, he sees Sean Lee, boom, explode. Perfect block, using the shoulder pad into the chest, stay away from the head, give Josh McCown the opportunity, gets out of bounds safely. Again, it's a great thing to pay attention to because Brandon Marshall was expecting to catch a pass. When he saw Josh going for the first down scramble, he became a teammate, got in there, blocked Sean Lee, gave him the first down opportunity. Again, everybody should take an example of what do you do besides your requirements. That's Brandon Marshall making the big block. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.